Ansel Keys had developed this idea in the late 40s that lifestyle, particularly diet, particularly fats in the diet, might be related in some systematic way to the risk of developing a heart attack and stroke.
I very vividly remember going to elementary school and asking the children whose father has died, and one third of the hands were raised.
Touch wood, we've managed to get the blood pressures are all down, which has been really good for us. The cholesterols are down, which is really good for us. I know they're getting the insight now that they want to be a bit more active. So these are things that the guys are asking for, so we provide the services.
Richard, I would just like to check your blood pressure, so if you wouldn't mind, I'm going to get you to roll up your sleeve there.
Every day, thousands of us visit the doctor to go through a health check. It seems simple enough, yet little do we realise how doctors' understanding of the importance of some very rudimentary signs has changed over the last 40 years.
I'm already going to give you good news.
Between the 1950s and 1990s, a series of studies radically changed the way the medical profession views things like blood pressure or sleeping position, and our understanding of how we live our lives. Some of these studies, simple in concept, have made ministers change abruptly decades-old policy, saving hundreds of thousands of people. The conclusions of others would seem to question the very basis of society, and as a result, remain highly controversial.
You're up at the upper end of the normal range. You'd get value out of exercise, because it would drop it down. It's, to tell you what it is, it's 100,
yeah.
So it's up a little bit.
It should be 80 something, or 85?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sound advice indeed. But believe it or not, there was a time when people thought taking exercise or eating less fatty food would not help prevent heart attacks. Cardiovascular disease, it was believed, was part of the natural aging process. We now know that it's not. But how did this come about? And why did it take us so long, and still takes us so long, to take on board lessons learned as long ago as the 1950s? At the University of Minnesota, Emeritus Professor Henry Blackburn is flicking through his memoirs and reminiscing about his involvement with a research project known as the Seven Countries Study. This groundbreaking trial in the 1950s looked at the rate of heart attacks in different parts of the world. It confirmed the long-held belief that more people in the north of Europe died younger from heart attacks than those from countries in the south. But, as Professor Blackburn recalls, at the time it still wasn't clear why a farmer from Marseille was more likely to live 10 years longer than one from Ilomantsi in Finland.